A lot of talk about, obviously, how do you prevent getting the coronavirus? And we know you got to wash your hands for 20 seconds. You got to use Purell until your skin falls off. But the other way, stop touching your face.
I was thinking about getting an island and being out there by myself forever.
Self-isolating, that's what you're doing.
Oh, okay.
Or social distancing. Tana and Raven.
So strange.
Touching your face is something you do 23 times per hour. You don't even know you do it. And they've got this new thing that they've come out with called the ImuTouch. It's a wristband that vibrates and zaps you if you touch your face. Yep. Looks like a Fitbit.
It's like microwaving your brain a little bit, right?
I guess. It looks like a Fitbit, and it shocks you if you raise your hands above your elbows, and it calculates the calibrations and 10 times per second, and it knows if it's moving too close to your face, and it just shocks you.
Yeah, gives you, you get a good reminder there. You'll let out a yelp like a dog running over the invisible fence line.
It's got to be an easier way. There's got to be an easier way to stop touching your face than getting shocked every single time that your hand gets a little too close, right?
Well, how about like the incorporation of scratch and sniff technology? Been with us for decades, relatively safe. You can't share it with anybody. But if you had hand gloves that smelled like poo, that would probably be effective, right?
I guess. Like the closer you get, you'd be like, what's that?
No, I'm not going to touch my face there.
Just my pointer finger coming at me.
You could pair it with electricity if you wanted to, but it seems unnecessary.
I think oven mitts, you know?
Oh, okay.
They're so big and bulky. If you just take and you duct tape around the wrist.
Right.
And then, first of all, you're just safer in general because now you don't have to worry about washing your hands because nothing can even get to your hands.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true. But then you've got to wonder about what is that. Because, you know, even if you keep your oven mitts clean, there's some schmeg on there from something you made like two
what
years
is
ago.
That stuff?
Yeah. You just can't get it off. Right.
Yeah.
And you've tried to like scrape it with your nail or what? Like it doesn't,
it just
come,
doesn't
off.
Come off.
It doesn't come off. Now that's going to be on your face.
Yeah.
I mean, that was probably here before coronavirus got here.
Yeah.
And it'll probably be here long after, let's be honest.
What other way can we stop touching our face? I think you got to just go to the gym, do a lot of biceps and try so you're so sore you can't lift your arms anyway.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I guess that's that.
Right.
You just have to survive being at the public facility.
It's fine. If you wear your oven mitts.
Well, good luck. Yeah. Good luck, everybody. And if not, fall back on electricity.
Right. We'll just shock you every time your hand reaches your face.